to my pastor, who I love so much, Sister Jones, I love you as well. To my brothers and sisters in the gospel and to all of God's people. It is a privilege and blessed honor to stand before you on this morning. I was feeling a little churchy, so y'all don't mind if I just go to church for a few minutes. Can't nobody do me. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I answered, oh God, thou knowest.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Eternal God, our Father, we come just to say thank you. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We pray, God, that you would have your way in this place, oh God. Speak a mighty word in this place, oh God. Our hearts are open, oh God. Lord God, our minds are intent, and we are focused on you right now, God. So Holy Ghost, move right now. Have your way in this place, Father. And we'll be so careful to give your name your praise, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now on your way to your seat, help me with my sermon topic. It's changing.
It's changing.
Even when it doesn't look like
it. Amen.
Yeah.
It's changing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Even when it doesn't look like it.
Watch it. Watch it.
And you know, the Lord gave me this topic. And normally he'll give me scriptures first. This time he gave me topic first. Uh-huh.
Come on.
So I
come
was
on.
Like, Lord, now, where you want me to go with that? You know, and I began to wonder, and I began to pray about that thing, and, you know, I'm going to call my sidekick, my brother, and I'm like, God gave me this topic, but, you know, I don't know where to go. We start throwing scriptures out there. God said, One day, Monday, I believe it was, I prayed, and God said, flip to Ezekiel. I hadn't even looked at the Sunday school Ezekiel. Said, flip to Ezekiel. He gave me Ezekiel. Then on Friday night, see, this is how you know it's approved the message. Because on Friday night, Pastor Benny said, God will turn things around. I said, yes, God. Yes, God. See, that's God is awesome.
He is.
And he sent me by on this fourth Sunday to help celebrate our pastor. And I feel so honored to have a chance to stand before you and to celebrate this time with our pastor, who is so well deserved.
Amen.
But God said, I'll turn things around. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what it looks like. No matter what the situation is, God sees it as complete and finished.
Yeah.
God sees the end before the beginning. So God knows what we're going through. So what we have to do as believers, we have to activate the change.
Okay, okay.
Well, how do you activate the change? I'm glad you asked. We activate the change through prayer.
That's right.
If Abraham and Sarah did not pray and believe, they prayed and they believed. God said, I'll make you father of many nations.
Yeah,
then he told Sarah, you want to have a child. They prayed. It sounded crazy.
Yeah,
they prayed and they trusted God. It didn't happen right then, but it happened. God blessed them. I can remember a time back when, and if you don't mind me saying this, you know, we're very transparent people, but my brother was on the streets, and we were passed by me, the kids, and my sister-in-law, we'd be driving down the street, and we'll see my brother. We stop and we pray for him. And we pray and we pray and we pray. And there was no change.
Come on.
But God said, if you just stay faithful.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it, but it's going to happen in his time.
That's right. That's right.
It's not going to happen in our time. God healed him when he was ready for him to be healed. Because see, some we can go too fast and then we backslide.
Yeah.
And when we think we done got it, but then the devil creep back in there.
Come on now.
Now, sometimes people go back, but they make it out. Uh-huh. But then there's other times.
Come on now.
When they go back and they don't make it. See, God knows who can handle what.
Yeah.
And what type of situation.
Yeah.
So you have to remain faithful. You got to pray. And you got to believe, because you believe, you receive when you pray.
Uh-huh.
But you got to believe. Daniel prayed 21 days.
Come on now.
before the prayer was even asked. We want to pray 2 days. We don't see it happen. God ain't real. Then we want to get mad at God.
Come on.
Because God didn't fix it. But we got to be faithful. We got to activate the change.
Come on now.
When I switched over from T-Mobile to Sprint, my phone didn't work until Sprint activated.
Come on now.
We had an exciting time. We was on the mountain. God showed up. they went to the mountain, God did something special.
That's right.
God blew their minds when you're in the presence of the Lord. God will blow your mind.
Yes.
When you're in the presence of the Lord, you will not come out the same way you went in.
That's right. That's
if you see him come out the same way, something wrong. Go back. But you're in the presence of the Lord, you hot. You up there. The airplanes, they fly 40,000 feet in the air, but eventually they got to come back.
That's right. That's right.
But after the revival, we had to come back. That's what Ezekiel said. Ezekiel had encountered this time with the Lord. He was on fire for the Lord. God knew that he was dealing with these stubborn people, and sometimes you got to go before God in the presence to get your mind straight, to get your insanity back, because the devil wants you to go out. He wants you to cover that before. God said, let me give him the revival and bring it back into the spirit. But then what happened? He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. He was high and lifted up in the spirit. A songwriter said, when the spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I dance like David danced.
It
makes you feel like when the presence of the Lord is in the place. It makes you want to dance. It makes you want to holler. It what makes you want to give God the praise. But. It said he set me down.
Yeah.
We can't be scared.
That's right.
He says to prophesy to these bones. And what you going to tell? You going to tell the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They may not like it, but we got to tell the word of the Lord. All ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, now these bones, the won't do right Christians bones, the bill bones, the sickness, that bone, these bones, everything that you're going through in life, those are the bones that he's talking about. But guess what he says? He says, behold, look here, I will cause breath.
To
enter into you, and ye shall live.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to take you out of here. That thing's not going to take you out of here. So don't fret it because you ain't got money to pay your bills. God is going to make a way.
He's going
to provide.
Hallelujah.
But we got to be faithful.
Because
God loved us. God loves us. He said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake. He means just that too. So you can rest that night.
Yeah.
Don't go to bed. Stop being up worried. Walking the floor crying. God's got it all under control. He's got it all under control. He's not going to work it out. He said, I'm already working out. Why you trying to figure that thing out? You over there trying to tally up everything? God has already fixed it. God said, I already know. I know the end from the beginning, so I know what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I know
how you're going to come out of this.
Yes,
I know you're going to be healed. I know you're going to be delivered. So keep praying for your loved ones. Keep on praying. Activate your faith. Because God said that they shall be delivered. They shall come off the street.
Yeah.
And be a mighty man of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I can do anything but faith. Put your hands in God's hands and he shall work it out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world, he
loved
between 2 feet.
Yes.
Love. Die. But he didn't say that. Eternities. But later on, you know, and I mentioned to her, I've been talking ill about neither one of them. Didn't say anything. And I went on and I talked to her some more. Then she tells me, she said, you know, we all gods. I said, huh? I said, now, Lord, wait a minute. I said, that ain't what my Bible tells me. She said, well, we images of God. See, this is how people talk to you. That's why you got to read your word. She said, well, we're image of God. That's what the Bible says. He made us in his image. Didn't he make us? Yes, he did. Yeah. He also said we are joint heirs and heirs of Christ Jesus.
He's our
elder brother. I'm a child of the king. I'm not a little G God because he talks against the little G. That's what she said. We all little G gods. I said, no, you may be a little G God, but I'm not a little G God. No, I am a child of the king. Jesus is my elder brother. I'm a joint heir and joint heir to Christ Jesus. He's there. I'm a joint heir. See, people were trying to mess your mind up.
Come on now.
But you got to get in your word. God has been showing me this word differently now.
Come on.
I get excited when I read the word of God. When it starts showing me different things.
Revelation.
I get excited. Yeah, see, some people, they educate. But I ain't got it like that.
Come on.
I know. I don't have it like that. But God shows you revelation. And I thank God for what he's doing. And even in my finances, I said that in finances, we talk about finances, but God has taken me to a level to where I understand that. So when he blesses me again, and I didn't say again because it's coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how to handle it.
That's it.
So knock y'all up in here, but tell those people that's out there, that's paying a lot of. Because if you don't know how to take care of this little bit right here, they can forget the ladder. Because God ain't going to bless them with much if you don't learn how to take care of this little bit. But God's got it all in control. Come on and stand all over your feet all over the building. Stand on your feet.
Amen.
Put your hands together and give God praise in this place. Because God is worthy of the praise. But don't you know that God is still a miracle working God? What he did for others, he can do for you.
That's right.
You might be in this place, and Sister Janique gets ready to sing. You may be in this place and you want more of God.
Yeah.
You say, I'm not saved. I don't know where I'm going to spend eternity. Now is the time to know. You can't guess about this thing. Young people are going to heaven, young people are dying, and old people are too. It used to be back in our day just the old folks was going. But young people are going even more so. So young people, if you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, now is the time to know what heaven is about. Now is the time to know what hell is about. And then you need to give your life to Christ. You may be in this place to say, I'm saved. Praise God. But I got some loved ones that still not saved yet. You can stand for your loved ones. We can stand in the stead for our loved ones. Because God will honor our prayers. Because some of them still living because of us. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
They still being blessed because of mama's prayers. Dad's prayers.
Thank God for mama.
You may be in this place to say, I'm backslidden and I want to come closer to God. Now is the time. Because we got to take it back to the king. We can't do it ourselves. It's time out for playing games. This thing is real. It's real, and God is on his way back.